man. This is the old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program number 244 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years. The WHKP years since 1946. Our fantastic and growing population of retirees occurs as a matter of choice. But for folks who came to Hendersonville when they were much younger, perhaps transferred here or finding an economic opportunity in this area, these folks fell in love with Hendersonville and either stayed here or after their retirement they did return here. A couple who simply stayed here were competitors, and then they were fellow employees. And they've always been great friends and leading citizens of the community, Dan Gibson and Bill McGee. Earlier in the year, I told you of the Babylonian Hanging Gardens and how it ultimately led to the establishment of Carolina Village, and the very strong role that Dan Gibson not only played in its establishment, but is still active as its treasurer. Dan Gibson came to Hendersonville in 1953 to become senior officer of the First Union National Bank. Up through the 40s, the Old State Trust Company had a total monopoly on all banking in the county. And when the First National Bank of Asheville persuaded Jonathan Woody of Waynesville to merge his bank into their bank, they then set their sights on Henderson County. Bill Hodges at State Trust Company tried every gimmick to block that move into Hendersonville. But when H.B. Mike Kelly resigned his position at First Federal and joined the First National Bank at Asheville, it sort of marked the end of Bill's fight to stay competition-free. Mike Kelly was not only a most honorable man, but a gentleman by carriage. And when he opened the First National Bank office at the corner of Main and Third, there was no doubt whatsoever that Asheville's First National Bank had established a successful bridgehead in Henderson County. And with bragging rights now to the three most important counties in western North Carolina, that bank suddenly became a number one acquisition priority for the Union National Bank in Charlotte. And thus began merger mania, which would see the establishment of First Union National Bank and the arrival of Dan Gibson here in 1953 to succeed Mike Kelly. And finally, what no one thought would ever happen, the merger of State Trust Company and Northwestern Bank. The retirement of Bill Hodges and the arrival of Bill McGee, who would ultimately succeed F.V. Foffy Hunter. Though competitors with offices just a block from one another, Dan Gibson and Bill McGee worked together in the community. They were both active in the Chamber of Commerce, the United Way, Civic Clubs, the Country Club, even in the Grace Lutheran Church. McGee took an active role in the Merchants Association, the Flat Rock Playhouse Board, treasurer of the Second Wind Hall of Fame, president of the Western Carolina chapter of the North Carolina Bankers Association. He was on the advisory board of the Daniel Boone Council of the Boy Scouts and active in the executive club, the Henderson County Concert Association, etc., etc. Dan Gibson married one of his bank employees, Happy Lentz. McGee had married Christine Sigmund, a big name in Burke and Catawba and Foothills counties. They were friends and associates, but they were competitors for some 30 years. When with no choice of their own, they became co-workers with the merger of Northwestern and First Union National Bank. Henderson County by far experienced the greatest negative impact because of the merger of any county in the state. Northwestern and First Union banks were number one and number two in this market, and the Federal Trade Commission simply advised that the joint banks bordered on being monopolistic and, as a condition to the merger, ordered divestiture of a certain percentage of their assets, which resulted in the sale of several branches of the banks. The loyal customers of each bank that had been sold simply couldn't understand why overnight they were doing business with a different bank. This became the single biggest headache of these two men for the next several years. They're both retired now, as is their successor, H.L. Jack Ruth. But all three continue to maintain an active presence in the community. Dan is still very much a part of Carolina Village. McGee is still active in the Lions Club, the chaplaincy program at Pardee. He and Dan are still very active in the Grace Lutheran Church. McGee is former chairman of First Union's local board, also director emeritus of the Flat Rock Playhouse. So we've had folks like the Rendles and the Toms and the Wicks, folks like the Milroys and the Ballones transferred away, but all came back to live out their lives here. And then you have the Gibsons and the McGees. They never had to leave. So like a seventh child of a seventh child, at least lucky enough to be here, and the good luck and the good sense never to move, and all of us with a job we've loved all our lives. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.